The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger zone.
That's right, it is the danger zone. Now, if you have been listening to the show for the last couple of weeks, we had told you we were going to add a new feature. This is our new feature. And if you've ever heard David Trainer on the show, if you followed him when he was writing trading deck columns at MarketWatch or see his work at Seeking Alpha or any place else, you know, and he's got a great blog too, and you can get a lot of information at the firm's website, newconstructs.com. You know that there is great information to be had. And we're not always going to just pick on something that is the most dangerous stocks, but we're going to be looking at what makes stocks dangerous. And again, it's not just David's methodology, but there's behind it the idea that sometimes you can learn a lot about another security, something that you're looking at going, is this right? By taking a look at what makes another case dangerous. Glad to welcome right now David Trainer back to Money Life. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Chuck. I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
David joins us on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower was built on a simple and compelling idea. Do what's best for investors 100% of the time. If that sounds good to you, learn more at HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, David, who's in the danger zone today?
MGM Grand, ticker MGM.
Danger, danger.
MGM Grand, that's one of those businesses that I think a lot of folks take a look and go, hey, I can get my head around this business. But if they're in the danger zone, that means there's something people can't wrap their mind around.
That's right. Vegas does a great job. These sort of Vegas businesses do a great job of making things look very good superficially, right? But you peel back a few layers and the inside of these casinos is probably not as glorious as experience you might really think it would be. And with MGM, we put it on our most dangerous stocks list back in April. It's down about 24% since then, while the S&P is flat. And I tell you, what people miss about MGM is that there's not a lot of equity value in that business because it's really heavily burdened with debt. But looking even further, what you've got is a huge amount of capital that's being thrown at the business, and a lot of that's being wasted. And by that I mean, if you just were to take, as a very rough proxy for their cash flows, the cash flow from operations, which is not a number I recommend because it's usually too high.
Right.
You're getting around $500 or $600 million a year. But that compares to closer to about $25 billion a year in capital that's been put into the business over its life. And that's a super low return. That's like a 2.5-3% return that the business is generating on all the capital that's been thrown into it. And that's just not profitable. I mean, your debt costs are going to be higher than that most of the time. And it's not something that's the kind of level of return, Chuck, that we really want to warn people against, because that means it's probably not really a sustainable business for all that long.
People are going to hear that and say, but this is a name brand that I understand. I mean, it is the MGM Grand. It's the MGM Lion.
Yeah, that's right. You know, but you know, you can't always trust what you think looks good. I mean, look, Wall Street, corporate America, they're pretty good at selling people on, hey, everything's great. You should buy our stock and things, you're going to make lots of money. But the fact of the matter is that MGM seems to be losing ground to some of the other competitors out there because they really aren't profitable. And even though the stock's down close to 24% since we put it on our most dangerous stocks list, it's still expensive. It's still very risky. And as you know, Chuck, we're always going to call something dangerous not for just one reason, but for two really important reasons. One, we think the earnings are overstated and misleading to investors. And secondly, the valuation of the company is way too high, right? So we're not always looking at just, we're looking at both key factors in making an investment decision. You know, and that to me is always boils down to, is it a good company or a bad company? And that relates to profits. And then is it a good stock or a bad stock? And that relates to valuation. And everything dangerous is bad on both counts.
Well, let me stop you there for just a second, because as you pointed out, this stock is down 24% since you put it on the new construct's most dangerous list. At some point, doesn't it become a value again? I mean, okay, great, you're overvalued. How far does this have to fall, in your opinion, before it's not dangerous? And that's really realistically, assuming that we take your profit warning seriously, you've sort of already said you don't like the profit projections anyway. But isn't there a point where the valuation gets beaten down enough that you go, well, okay, it's not so bad?
You know, I think about $5. I think you could drop another 50%.
Wow.
Before someone steps in and puts a bottom on there. And yeah, and it's, you know, it's not something that I necessarily expect to happen overnight, because they've got about 60% institutional ownership. So it's, you know, they've got a pretty decent investor base. But, you know, when I look at the business through my discounted cash flow and sort of comprehensive picture in terms of valuation, I'm showing a negative equity value. I'm showing there is no value in this business when you look at the cash flows, the amount of debt they have, and what's left over for equities.
Wow.
So I don't think the prospects are very good. And even if you didn't believe it was that dire, right? If you believe that the stock is worth what it's priced at today, which is, you know, around $10, that implies that the company's profits are going to grow 15% compounded annually for at least 15 years. That's a pretty optimistic future, in my opinion. Would you say?
Yeah, that, from the sounds of it, that's just not happening, is it?
No, I don't think it's happening. And so that's, you know, that's where I say you've got a lot of risk and an already expensive valuation. You've got misleading earnings. Those two things, just, there's no reason an investor should come close to this. Don't touch with a 10-foot pole.
And that is why MGM Grand, ticker symbol MGM, is in the danger zone. You can roar all you want. You're still in the danger zone. David Trainer is the president of New Constructs. If you want more information, it's newconstructs.com. David, great chatting with you. Look forward to doing this every week.
Thanks, Chuck. Me too.
The Money Life Market Call is up next. Stick with us. We'll be right back.